Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the latest going down in the wood. Hollywood. Here's what's dropping on this Tuesday, January 30th.
Trending now.
Yeah, about right now. Well, Britney Spears apologized to anyone who was hurt by things she wrote in her memoir. She didn't name anyone, but then she talked about how much she loves Justin Timberlake's new song. So there's that. Yeah. Came out yesterday, and people were like, wow, this is interesting. You know, JT releases his new song, Selfish, and, you know, actually Britney's fans got her Selfish song from way back in the day up on the charts because of that. And now all of a sudden, you know, Britney Spears throws out an apology. Okay, well, there you have it. Maybe Justin should be apologizing to Britney. I mean, I'm just...
Trending now.
Yeah, trending about right now. Rumors that Taylor Swift will perform in some capacity at the Super Bowl are probably not true. People are speculating, well, she's going to be there because, of course, her man's playing in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's just good thinking. Actually, she has a show Friday night in Tokyo. She'll be doing a show there. She has plenty of time to get to the Super Bowl, and she will be there. But they're saying as far as any kind of performers or anything, not really. She's got a Tokyo show Friday night. And that'll probably be the only show she does over the weekend. The rest will be cheering on her man in the Super Bowl, which, you know, makes some sense there. Why not? Come on.
Trending now.
Yeah, trending about right now. How about Kanye lost it when Melanie from TMZ approached him on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday? Now, he snatched her cell phone while she was recording. And people got some audio from him. And the altercation was Kanye was wearing a black mask over his entire head. And the Melanie from TMZ went up to him and asked him some questions about his wife. And Kanye, well, that's where he lost it.
People want to know if Bianca has her free will. Some people are saying you're controlling her.
What do you think? Can you, a white woman, you can walk up on me like that and ask me some dumb like that? Asking me about my wife, talking about, does she get free will? Are you crazy? You insane? This is America. You got free will? You working for TMZ Company? I'm a legend. You understand that? I'm here to support Charlie Wilson. You come ask me some dumb about my wife. That's my wife. You understand what I'm saying? No, tell me. Was it wrong for you to ask me, was that wrong or right?
I'm sorry, Bonnie. I just need my phone.
No, no. Answer the question. I'm supposed to answer your questions? Answer my question. I got your phone now. They gonna arrest me for taking your phone? Arrest me for taking your phone then.
I don't.
You answer the question. You asked me, did my wife have free will? Was that a dumb, disrespectful question to come ask a grown superhero? What is your first and last name and address, bitch?
What are we doing?
I just need my phone.
I'll pay you double what they paying you.
Woo!
Now you smile.
Woo!
Get a contact.
Yes, I will. I will.
Thank you, Kanye.
Wow.
She might have got a job out of this.
There was a lot there.
Wow. Well, Kanye wanted you to know, look, I'm a grown-ass superhero, okay?
Okay.
Don't be asking me no questions like that. She works for TMZ, but at the end of all this, he kind of offered her a job, and she smiled. And so,
he goes, oh, yeah, now you're smiling. Now you're not asking me all the questions.
Who knows? Maybe she got a new gig out of this, you know?
Yeah, how about her? I'm sorry, Kanye. I'm sorry.
How about her? She's just like, I just want my phone.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. Give me back my phone.
Wow.
You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. That's how you wake up. 432 on the Basin's number one for hip-hop and more. B93. The 432's morning show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93. This loca don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, it's Carmen time. It's Carmen time. It's Carmen time.
It's Carmen, Carmen time.
All right, so Carmen, doing some things here, like she's going to be replacing you at your job.
What?
Yeah. And that's not good. If you get a call and Carmen says, I'm replacing you, that's not good.
She's been trying for years with us.
Yes.
Good morning, this is Tabitha.
Hello, my name is Scottiman. Annabelle told me to give you a call to schedule a training.
Oh, okay, perfect. Nice.
She's our new HR manager, apparently.
Yes. There's been a lot of changes going on. Mm-hmm.
She said that you're leaving.
Right.
Yeah, and that I'll be replacing you.
Oh, I mean...
So that you got to show me how to do your job.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm happy.
But she said that your job wasn't very difficult, so I was hoping that maybe you can teach me over the phone.
Oh, I'm sure you have her mistake.
No, she said that when you put in your letter of resignation, that it was convenient.
Convenient?
And a coincidence, because she was getting ready to fire you anyway.
Wait a minute. First of all, I have done my job for over 10 years, and I now have a better opportunity and better pay in another place. So Annabelle sounds a little jealous to me.
I'm not trying to get involved in your beef with Annabelle.
I don't have a beef with Annabelle. I'm happy to train you. You can come in on Wednesday. My last day is Friday.
Oh, no, I'm not available Wednesday. I'm usually hungover from Taco Tuesday.
You're not available.
And I also have my court-appointed community service.
Community service.
Yes, but I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell Annabelle anything about that, because I didn't put on my resume that I was on probation.
Okay, girl, honestly, if you can't make it on Wednesday, you just need to call Annabelle back, because she probably needs to talk to you about your placement.
No, I don't want to talk to Annabelle, because then I'm going to have to tell her how you think she's a hater.
I do not think,
you know, because she had said that you're kind of judgmental and that you don't do your job and that you sigh a lot. That's exactly what she said. She says that for some reason that you have some sort of condition where you... Oh my goodness, I hope you have a mint. Stupid.
3-4-3-2's morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Julius.
Julius in the house.
Hey, that's a cool name, Julius. I like that.
Yeah. All right, Julius, we're going to do this. We're going to do this or that, because you can get with this or you can get with that, okay?
Okay.
All right,
here we go. Get with this or that, air fryer or microwave?
I think I got to stick classic with the microwave.
Old school.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Let's go around the room. Who has an air fryer?
I do have an air fryer.
Julius, do you?
I don't.
You don't.
No, I don't.
Well, don't bother, because it would just sit there.
Well, you know what I feel? I love the air fryer results,
right,
but there's always cleanup.
Yeah.
In microwave, there's no cleanup. You know what I mean?
It's true.
There's no cleanup.
Except for maybe once a month you clean the little...
the little tray.
Yeah, the little tray.
Andale.
But other than that, it's like, eh. But yeah, Julius, we'll save you the money. Mine doesn't get used.
But
hardly
I'm going to tell
ever.
You, okay. It does make awesome fries. Just saying.
Okay. Well, good to know.
Boom.
Tell me your recipe. All right. This or that. What are you doing in 2024? Are you spending more, or are you going to try to save more?
We're going to try and save more for sure.
Yeah. Why is that? Why do we start out we're 9 days in to the new year, and it's like, I'm going to save this year. And then by half the year, you're like, damn it, I didn't save.
I'm telling you.
I haven't saved a dime.
We have a goal. Let's try to keep it.
Yeah, totally. All right. This or that. Do you wake up early in the morning, or do you go to sleep late? Which one? Are you a night owl?
I go to sleep late.
Do you really? How many hours of sleep a night would you say you get?
At least 4 to 5.
Boom.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Wow. Are you in radio? Because that's what we do.
Yep, that's exactly what we do.
Crazy.
4 to 5 hours of sleep, and I wonder why I got bags under my eyes. Wow. All right. On the weekends, this or that, are you staying home or are you going out? Which one are you, Julius?
I stay home.
You stay home? You're like, you know what?
Too much going on out there.
Too much going on, and also for me, it's like I have big goals. I'm like, I'm going to do something this weekend. I don't want to sit at home, but then also I don't want to get dressed up to do it.
Right.
Nah, I don't want to put no makeup on. It's all good.
Want to stay comfy.
I love it. All right.
It's always that other feeling.
Yes, definitely. All right. This or that. One more. What do you do for lunch? Do you take your lunch to work, or do you eat out a lot?
No, I eat out every day.
No way. Are you serious?
Damn.
I asked that because we have a coworker who brings her lunch, warms it up in the microwave every day. And I'm like, I need to be more like her.
She's really good at that, too.
Instead of spending money. And then she always makes the office smell good.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you have today?
I do from time to time. It's just if I make enough to bring with me for leftovers.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You bring leftovers from dinner, you're saying, the night before?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Bring them frijoles. Bring the sopita. It's all good.
You did well.
Good job,
Julius. Yeah, the fideos.
The fideos.
You got yourself some Domino's pizza. Congrats. And Telstra Station just hooked it up.
B90.
Celebrity gossip. On the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the latest going down in the wood. Hollywood. Here's what's dropping on this Tuesday, January 30th.
Trending now.
Yeah, about right now. Well, Britney Spears apologized to anyone who was hurt by things she wrote in her memoir. She didn't name anyone, but then she talked about how much she loves Justin Timberlake's new song. So there's that. Yeah. Came out yesterday, and people were like, wow, this is interesting. You know, JT releases his new song, Selfish, and, you know, actually Britney's fans got her Selfish song from way back in the day up on the charts because of that. And now all of a sudden, you know, Britney Spears throws out an apology. Okay, well, there you have it. Maybe Justin should be apologizing to Britney. I mean, I'm just saying.
Trending now.
Yeah, trending about right now. Rumors that Taylor Swift will perform in some capacity at the Super Bowl are probably not true. People are speculating, well, she's going to be there because, of course, her man's playing in the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's just good thinking. Actually, she has a show Friday night in Tokyo. She'll be doing a show there. She has plenty of time to get to the Super Bowl, and she will be there. But they're saying as far as any kind of performers or anything, not really. She's got a Tokyo show Friday night. And that'll probably be the only show she does over the weekend. The rest will be cheering on her man in the Super Bowl, which, you know, makes some sense there. Why not? Come on.
Trending now.
Yeah, trending about right now. How about Kanye lost it when Melanie from TMZ approached him on Hollywood Boulevard yesterday? Now, he snatched her cell phone while she was recording. And people got some audio from him. And the altercation was Kanye was wearing a black mask over his entire head. And the Melanie from TMZ went up to him and asked him some questions about his wife. And Kanye, well, that's where he lost it.
People want to know if Bianca has her free will. Some people are saying you're controlling.
What do you think? Can you, a white woman, you can walk up on me like that and ask me some dumb like that? Asking me how my wife told me, does she get free will? Are you crazy? You insane? This is America. You got free will? You working for TMZ Company? I'm a legend. You understand that? I'm here to support Charlie Wilson. You come ask me some dumb about my wife. That's my wife. You understand what I'm saying? No, tell me. Was it wrong for you to ask me, was that wrong or right?
I'm sorry, Bunny. I just need my phone.
No, no. Answer the question. I'm supposed to answer your questions? Answer my question. I got your phone now. They gonna arrest me for taking your phone? Arrest me for taking your phone then.
I don't.
You answer the question. You asked me, did my wife have free will? Was that a dumb, disrespectful question to come ask a grown superhero? What is your first and last name and address, bitch?
What are we doing?
I just need my phone.
I'll pay you double what they paying you.
Woo!
Now you smile.
Ooh.
Get a contact.
Yes, I will. I will.
Thank you, Kanye.
Wow.
She might have got a job out of this.
There was a lot there.
Wow. Well, Kanye wanted you to know, look, I'm a grown-ass superhero, okay?
Okay.
Don't be asking me no questions like that. She works for TMZ, but at the end of all this, he kind of offered her a job, and she smiled. And so,
he goes, oh, yeah, now you're smiling. Now you're not asking me all the questions.
Who knows? Maybe she got a new gig out of this, you know?
Yeah, how about her? I'm sorry, Kanye. I'm sorry.
How about her? She's just like, I just want my phone.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. Give me back my phone.
Wow.
You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Leo and Rebecca. In the morning.
They wake me up.
That's how you wake up. 432 B93.
Supplement.
That's 432 Wake Up right there. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B90.
Dip into raisin.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Cause I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, is this Daniel?
It is. Who's this?
This is Leo and Rebecca. B93, second chance date. You went out with Sarah, remember?
Well, I didn't actually go out with her.
Huh? What do you mean you didn't go out with her? She told us you went out with her to a trivia night.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, I remember I was supposed to, but my brother actually took that one.
Hang on.
What do you mean your brother took that one?
What are you talking about?
Let me explain. So my brother and I look exactly alike. I mean, we're not twins or anything, but pretty much everyone thinks we are. And we're both on Match. And so when I matched, I didn't realize that I had double booked myself. And so when I did, I asked my brother if he would take it. And he was into it.
Is insanity. I cannot believe what we're hearing, Leo.
You kind of catfished them because you sent your brother who looks like you.
That's catfishing is where you like don't look anything like them.
Well, but I'm just saying though, I'm talking more of the, you know.
Okay, wait, here's my thing though. So you and your brother share matches. Do you do this all the time and then just like flip a coin or something to see who goes out?
This one time, like, no, we could, but we don't.
Wow.
So
he pretended to be you then, right?
He pretended to be me. Like we shared similar interests. Like, I mean, he's not as good at trivia as I would have been, I'm sure, but he said he got third place, so like it could have been that bad.
Wow.
But like I figured that like we're probably only going out on one date, and when he was like into it, I thought like maybe there's a better chance for him. So if she picked it just based on looks and like we like the same stuff, so.
Well, she enjoyed the date enough to be wishing for him to get back to her, and he hasn't. So now there's this whole dilemma where your brother didn't get back to her, but really you didn't get back to her, but you didn't get back to her because you didn't go on the date and your brother did.
So much confusion. And I'm telling you
now. If she'd reached out to me, I would have put her in touch with. I would have given him the info, and then he could have explained it then.
Well, you know what? You can explain it to her now.
Yeah, Sarah's on the line, what? And you got some splaining to do.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to talk to her about it. Oh, there she is. Go ahead.
Yeah. Wait, so you had your brother go out with me that night?
I mean, I didn't want to disappoint you. And, like,
you didn't want to disappoint
I didn't think we'd probably end up going out again, so... He was interested and agreed to take you out.
Okay. You do hear that that's insane, right? Like, you could have just called me and changed the date or something. But you did not have to send a clone in your place. You hear this, right?
Look, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but, like, hear me out. I just thought it was the best way to make everyone happy and, like, just move on. Like, getting a call an hour before a date to cancel is terrible.
Okay. All right. If you didn't want to go out with me, you should have just said something. I am a grown-up. I can handle it.
Look, it's not that I didn't want to go out with you. Look, it's not that I didn't want to go out with you. Seriously. It's just that with an hour beforehand, I feel like if I canceled it, there's no chance that we're going out again anyway. And my brother thought you were cool. And, like, we all share similar interests.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah, no.
You said he had a good time.
He didn't have a good time. Okay, I could tell that he didn't have a good time. Plus, the whole time I thought I was talking to you, dude. Like... I feel like such an idiot. Why would...
No, come on, you shouldn't feel like an idiot. People
have worked out.
Look, people who know us mix us up all the time and talk to us like we're the other one. So, like, having never met me, I mean, of course you thought it was me.
Wow.
No. That's not a thing. I can't believe you did that, dude. Don't do that. That's not nice. Don't do that to people.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, if this were me, I would pretty much feel the same way.
You feel upset about
like,
it.
Like, I'm a grown-ass woman. Just hit me up and say, hey, can't make it tonight. Let's reschedule. Like, instead of sending someone in your place.
You could have even said, bro, I can't make it. My brother's open. This may work out better with my brother. What do you say about that? At least give her the up on it, you know?
After the fact, like right now, I would feel completely foolish. So, Sarah, I get where Sarah's coming from. Yeah. I'd be like,
if
really?
It worked out, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd be like, this is awesome and laugh about it. It's only because we didn't, that they didn't click that there's a problem, I think.
No, because this whole family dynamic sounds a little strange for me. And it's clear that your mother did not teach you guys any better than this.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. You should bring my mom into it, but wait.
Hey,
you brought your brother into it. It's fair game for your whole family.
Now.
Hang on. We got to leave the mamas, the brothers out.
Okay, we're done.
I know.
So should I tell him that, like, you guys don't want to go out with him again? That is what I'm to gather from all this. Because if you're calling me, I figure you want to go out again, but I guess I'll tell him it didn't work out.
Yeah, she's going to pass. She's going to pass.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
This was definitely a first for us and very interesting.
So honestly, bro, real quick before we let you go, you and your brother have never done this before, or have you? Because it sounds like you guys have.
No, like when we were young and like 17, like one of us showed up on this date, but it was like with our girlfriend, and of course they knew. It was like, okay. It was just a joke, but like this actually just happened to work out. And I mean, she could have easily matched with him. Like,
I say, like, just don't pull this again.
It's
not
the
cool.
deception. It's the deception that really just not cool. And the thing is like Rebecca said, they don't want to act, you know, feel like they've been befooled and been a fool. You know, they don't want to be the fool in this whole thing. Hey, thank you so much. It's not going to work out, but at least now you got some answers. Okay.
Good luck to you both.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just, you know, I guess in the future.
Yeah. I don't even feel like we're speaking to Daniel. This is the brother. I feel it.
Stop it. Oh, bye, y'all.
Yeah, Leo and Rebecca in the morning time. It is Tuesday, and that means it's time to get your credit repaired. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, I heard that.
We got our friend Carlitos on the line. Carlos, how are you doing on your Tuesday, man?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Hey, awesome. Alive and well. It's all good. Thank you for asking.
Doing good. All right, we got a question for you. Are you ready for it?
Of course.
All right, Rachel wants to know, like, she's trying to, you know, repair her credit, but she wants to know, should she use cash more or her credit card? She wants to know, if I keep using my credit card, is that actually not benefiting me when I'm trying to repair my credit?
Oh, good question.
What do you say?
I definitely recommend, you know, to continue using your credit cards. If you don't want to pay interest on that, then obviously you have to pay it off or make that payment before the closing date.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave your credit cards at zero balance. Ironically, your scores are better. Your credit improves when there's activity on your credit cards. Using cash, I mean, that's fine, but you know, if you want to improve your credit, make it stronger, I recommend continue using those credit cards. Obviously, making your payments on time. You know, there's people that they use, for example, me personally, I like to use my American Express. I like to use my Chase that gives me Southwest miles.
Right.
The money that I was going to use for gas, for groceries, for, you know, dining out, you do get something back. You know, American Express, they give you points. And with those same points, you can even pay the charges that you've made on it. You know, if you went to a restaurant, and sometimes, you know, it's free because American Express, with those points, you just, you know, you ate free. Southwest Airlines, I mean, the Chase card, they give you miles. So there's ways to, you know, benefit from this because they also make money.
Right. Wow. Hey.
Well,
okay. So activity on a credit card while you're trying to repair your credit is not a bad thing.
It is not. No, it's good to use your credit.
See, we love these tips, and they could get more stuff too. You got a lot going on. How can they reach out?
Yes, please call us at 857-3700. We are It's Time Credit Repair. We've been in business for 12 years already. 915-857-3700. We have a couples promotion. Take advantage of it. This is a time to, you know, work on your credit, work on your goals, and this is your year.
Boom. Oh, I like that. This is your year. Let's repair that credit. Let's get things rolling.
Positivity. Love
you
that.
You got it. Thank you.
Carlos, as always, awesome. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. You have a nice day.